Fellow Freedom fans, David Allen Carmichael here again on the, yes, we are. We're after the hour. It's 4:20. And so we're looking forward to pressing on with this idea. There's been talk about a vaccine, a H1N1 swine flu vaccine. They don't want to say swine because then it relates to non-kosher things and like that. Maybe some people who are Jewish or Muslim or something like that, or Christian or something, they won't take it because it says swine flu or something. I don't know. So yeah, I don't know why they don't want to call it whatever they call it, H1N1. So that's the popular pandemic. I think there's a more important pandemic, and that's a pandemic of dementia that's sweeping this nation and the globe. We'll get to that later. It's a pandemic of dementia. Let's see what we're going to do here. There's a couple of things that, I want to get with these issues. I've been challenged to keep this to a constitutional basis, and I go on to say a biblical basis, the basis of right versus wrong. I don't think we can figure out what right versus wrong is by merely our opinions. I think we have to step back. I think, ultimately, biblical basis is the highest authority. But I will say for those of us who can't grasp that, we step back to a constitutional basis. We see something violating the Constitution. We know it's no doubt going to violate the other two as well. No doubt. There's a video that I saw, and it was a news report talking about this vaccine. I just talked about House Bill, 117? House Bill 117 about child vaccinations in Florida, and this requirement for physicians or those who are administering, the vaccination for the children, that they tell the parents what the risk versus benefit are, and they have to sign that they understand it. If you don't understand it, folks, don't sign it. But that'll create controversy, and I don't want to have any controversy, especially moms. Bless your heart. You just have such tender hearts. You've been made that way. Dads, why don't you go down to the schoolhouse and fill out the forms or not fill out the forms or go to the thing and go to the doctor? Four children, my last one especially, when she was born, you know what my wife told the nurses? Don't talk to me. Mrs. Carmichael, we need you to sign. Don't talk to me. Mrs. Carmichael, don't talk to me. You need a paper sign? Talk to my husband. That's what she said. You know what she said? She said, Mr. Carmichael, I said, step outside. Mr. Carmichael, step outside. I'm not going to talk to you in front of my wife. She's having a baby. You know, leave her alone. She's doing the mom thing. She's fully equipped to do what she's doing, and if you got some paperwork to talk about, you're going to talk with me. Now, I'm a little bit scarier than my wife is. See, she's vulnerable. She's on her back. She's already got some stress going on, and they're going to get her to fill out some form about registering her children. She's vulnerable, okay? I wasn't. So were things that weren't numbered, especially over my last child. So, if you want to learn more about that, you can email me. Check out our website, faithfreedoms.org, and I will address questions about that individually. But there's something I think people are concerned about, whether vaccines are really, you know, is this, there's a whole lot of things. We're going to take over the world. We're going to take over the auto industry. We're going to take over the health industry. We're going to take over the banking industry. The sky is falling, sky is falling, sky is falling, sky is falling everywhere now. And the government is our answer. It is our savior. And your savior, the government, is demanding that you take this particular vaccine. You don't know what's up. You don't know who in office has been put there because their brother-in-law has stock in a certain company. You don't have any idea what's really going on here. You know, and I think there's some people that are trying to do their best and try to do good things and say, well, this is a vaccine. It should give you immunity. There's others say, no, it doesn't. It doesn't do anything but toxify your body. And if you're strong enough to fight off the immunization, then you've conquered the immunization, the vaccine. You've conquered the vaccine, but you really don't have an immunity to the disease. I mean, there's, in fact, in some people's cases, it actually makes them more susceptible to it because it weakens their defense mechanism. So there's all these controversies going on. What if it comes down to you saying, I can't do that, but I've been told to obey every ordinance of men? I'm an extreme Christian. I have to obey every ordinance of men. But what if the ordinance itself violates the laws of men? If the ordinance itself violates the laws of men, which ordinance are you supposed to obey? The one that it violates? Are you supposed to violate the wrong ordinance or the governing ordinance above it that would indicate that it is acting lawlessly? Boy, what a tough question. here in America. We're put in a very strange position in America, the land of the free and the home of the brave. There's a lot of responsibility. You've actually got to have husbands, I think particularly, who will look into this stuff, because I think, now statistically, you can challenge me. You could ask my wife. You know what she doesn't want to talk about? What we're talking about. She doesn't want this kind of discussion to happen, even if it's necessary, because of the way she's bent, the way she's made. So I think what happens is we as a generation, I think men have checked out pretty much, focused in on our making money, but not focusing in on doing sacrificial things to preserve our society. Getting boats, going out on boating on Sunday afternoons, but not doing what's necessary to preserve our society. So that's what I do is I get in these complicated discussions. I do want to go to this video, and I'm going to go to it, I hope. But what happens if somebody comes to you the point and they say, you've got to comply with this, and you can't figure out, you're like, I wish, it's like inside you feel like you'd be sinning, like you'd be putting your child at too much risk, but they're trying to convince my head that it's an acceptable risk, but in my heart, I think it's not. But it's an ordinance of men. Okay, is it possible that if it was a sound, lawful, godly ordinance of men, that things would click and go, oh, got it. But I don't have any defense if all I have is a political or moral problem with it. Well, what I want you to do is consider, for those of you who are Christian extremists in particular, Romans chapter 14 talks about offenses, if food offends you. If it was, you know, in other words, watch this. Food, let's say food was offered to idol. What if vaccination came and it's part of a perpetual strain of some innocent blood that was shed decades ago to create this rubella vaccination? Can you in good faith take advantage of the murder of this innocent child? If you can't in faith good take it, guess what? You're obligated by God. Your religion prohibits you from participating. Whatever is not of faith is sin. Romans chapter 14. I've got a big thing, and I'm going to go to a little video here. There's so much to talk about this. There's so much. So let me get a little clip, and then every now and then I do go to the Bible stuff. You say, oh, you sound preachy. Where else are you going to get this? You're not going to tune in. I mean, come on. I could read from the Quran, couldn't I? I could read from some goofy guy, you know, the guy who was like Hotel California dude or something like that on the photo of the album or something, you know. I could read from anybody. I could read from Plato and everybody would get all excited. I could read the Hippocratic Oath and people would plug their ears and be so offended because his Hippocratic Oath protects life, and that would really cause people to be offended. So people don't necessarily want to hear that all the time, but you know what? This is talk radio, man. We're here to poke you in the brain. So we're going to say some things. So I'm going to just turn on this news report. This is actually from a mainstream news organization. And this is kind of a put together. I want you to listen to what these guys are saying about the training that the government's getting to fight the hordes that are going to try to go in after this vaccine.
A what if worst case scenario? What if local police were not enough to quell crowds of people so panicked to get a flu shot they turn violent? Well, that is when they call in the National Guard.
We're treating every situation as it's actually happening. We try to train as we fight, we say in the military.
I want you guys to be loud and boisterous. I cause some confusion.
This drill's designed to look and feel as realistic as possible, right down to the actual pepper spray and live tasers. These guardsmen don't know what to expect, while most of the crowd pelt them with eggs and bottles. In this drill, the trouble's created by people showing up without proper ID or living outside the designated vaccination area. All potential real-life scenarios. Ultimately, the guard makes many arrests and is forced to shut this vaccination site down.
Hopefully not real at all, but we will train just in case we are caught up for something to happen.
Now, they say this is not to suggest this is how they expect Mainers to react, but the bottom line, they say, these troops need to be prepared for anything.
Okay, we're going to go and talk a little bit more about that. So this is what they're training for. There's so many people want this vaccine, and some people are there, the bad guys, or the guys without proper ID and are from a different area. So I guess they've done the math. They've figured out how many kids have been registered, and they know that there's 100 unregistered kids or whatever like that or something out there that might not have the vaccine and need it. So there's a certain amount of vaccine that's set aside for a certain area. And, of course, you got to have the proper ID. Now, what that proper ID is, who knows? And you got to be from that area that would qualify to get the vaccine from that facility. That's the idea. That's the scenario. They've got the guys in there and their shields, their crowd control batons and all that kind of stuff. And they were having guys doing mock riot, essentially what it was. So that's fine. Now, that's what they're getting prepared for. But what if, I think some people believe that those guys are, and I can't say they're wrong, but I can't say they're right, are getting prepared to enforce vaccine stuff. Well, here's the guys who won't get the vaccine, and it's creating a health risk for everybody else. It appears that they're setting up for some kind of scenario, some kind of thing that they can't foresee. I think post-Katrina, they realized nobody was ready for anything, and even if something did happen, nobody would know what to do. And you know what? You can't rely on somebody having any leadership clue, as we saw on the Gulf Coast. There were people that had leadership clues, and you know what they were? They were just your average Joe who were not involved in the government. They weren't bureaucrats. They were people on the street who were taking the lead and meeting people's needs, shooting from the hip, so to speak. At least that's what I saw when I was on the Gulf Coast immediately following the storm. So they can't guarantee that people are going to have that ability to really deal with these kind of things. So I'm going to just go on with this. We're going to come back after the break as well. And what we're going to do is I'm going to play a little bit more of this. And what we're going to do is we're going to talk to people or listen to people who are concerned about the voluntariness of getting any particular vaccine or any kind of thing injected into their body or doing something on the basis of any particular sky is falling scenario. And we don't want to be here going, you know, we're Americans. They shouldn't do this to us. Well, maybe they should. You know, I think we've forgotten the basis of the law that inspired this nation, not the law that people claim today, the progressive law, which is the law of progress or evolution or survival of the fittest or the survival of the mental elite or whatever it is. But getting back to something where the founders understood the depravity of man, the boundaries of government, to keep that in check, and which would enable people to just have the love your neighbor as yourself freedom. How much freedom do you have with this healthcare bill? Something to think about. There's something in the news. If they're, and I'll give this just as an analogy. If they're going to mandate, if the central government, we'll call it central government, wasn't called that 200 years ago, but let's look at how they're behaving. If the central government has the authority, really, truly has the godly authority, that's the question, to impose upon you that you participate with a healthcare insurance program, whether it's government, private, or whatever, if they have the authority to control you to participate, an authority to force you to pay a certain amount, whether you like it or not, and have the authority to control that you're supporting in utero infanticide or physician-assisted suicide through this program, and the authority to control whether physicians are providing those services, how much freedom do you have? Is that what the purpose of government is, to institute this plan in order to save money? We're going to come back tomorrow. We're going to be talking about the motive of this plan and its relationship to the founding and purpose of government. But today, when we come back from this break, we're going to talk about this vaccination thing as an analogy to look at what's happening, what's the purpose of government, what's your responsibility. Just keep tuning in to the Eagle 104.3 FM. Check us out on the website, faithfreedoms.org. We'll return. Call us 888-850-1872.